11.2 Part 1
Hello?
Hello. Is that Hyun Ki?
Yes. Hello, Laura. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Are you both there?
Yes, I'm here too. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Jin Ho. Andrew is with me too.
Hello.
Good morning, Andrew.
Are you well?
Pretty good, thanks. And you too?
We're well, thank you.
Good. So, shall we talk about this email? Can you clarify the situation for us, please, Hyun Ki?
Yes, of course. Faced with a few new developments here, we now have some capacity issues. Not only has one of our contracts just trebled their order, but another new contract has just come in. Given the unexpected increase in volume, we now have a big backlog of work and are in a very difficult situation. Having considered all other options, we have to ask for an extension on our deadline.
I see. Well, that's not going to be easy for us. We have a fixed date to meet, which I think we made clear at the start.
Yes, that's quite true, and I can only apologize, but I'm afraid this is beyond our control now. I was hoping we could discuss a new arrangement.
Hyun Ki, this is not good news for us. As Laura says, we need stock in Berlin in 7 weeks. So I think I have to say no to a new arrangement. If we have no product, there'll be no product launch, which means serious problems for the company. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes, I understand how important this is for you. But please understand also, I could not have foreseen this extra work. I wish I could meet your order, but I'm afraid it is just not possible for us now.
No, look. This is not good enough. At no time have we suggested that we can be flexible on these dates. Offering flexibility on these dates just isn't going to work for us. We have our company reputation at stake. And without wishing to sound pushy, you are under contract to...
Yes, yes. Okay, Andrew, please. As changing the situation is no longer possible, let's try to find a way around this. Okay? So, Hyun Ki... If I understand you correctly, you can't meet the full order in time for the Berlin exhibition.